people may not know this, but the acting debut of Alex Kendrick was in the How to Clean a Chick-fil-A Grill video in their training. It's a VHS tape stuck in the bowels of the Chick-fil-A archive somewhere. And I was Lamar in a video called Talking Trash that was a training video on how to pick up trash off of tables. And it's a funny, goofy, cheesy video, which was good preparation for what was to come.
You know, our number one favorite thing about Georgia is that it's the birthplace of, you guessed it, Chick-fil-A. But a close runner-up of cool things to come out of Georgia would have to be the Kendrick brothers, the filmmaking siblings behind hits like Courageous, Fireproof, and War Room. Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm, and I'm joined by my co-host, Jim Mann. Jim, it's been a minute. What have you been up to?
Let me see. Well, I cleaned out my gutters.
Okay, that was a big chore.
Yeah, they're pretty high up there.
And you survived.
Yeah, I did. I didn't fall off the ladder. It didn't slide to the left or right, so I'm good.
Well, not to compete with your fun that you've been having there with your gutters, it's been a really exciting season for me. So my family's show premiered on the Magnolia Network, which you can watch now on Discovery Plus. It's called First Time Fixer. So be sure to check out season 2, episode 6.
Yeah, I got to watch it over at Chip and Joanna's house, but we got, you know, heavy into conversation, so we kind of missed part of it. But
you know, they don't even have a TV. Did you know that?
I brought one.
Oh, okay. You brought your own TV. All right.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully they liked it. Now, we did have a viewing party in our backyard, which is so fun, and I'm so glad that you could be there, Jim.
I was almost late because, you know, I was filming the last part of my gutter cleaning, and it got kind of emotional, but I got over there in time to get those Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Yes! We had a huge nugget platter. And by the way, guess how many nuggets I got to eat?
42.
Zero!
What?
Yes, I know. I put it out there, and then I got caught up in a bunch of conversations. Next thing I knew, the nugget platter was empty. But I gotta say, that nugget platter ended up being a life-changing purchase for me because the icing on top of that evening was that I reached signature status in the Chick-fil-A app all because of that nugget platter.
All right. Now I don't have to talk down to you. You're on my level.
That's right. I finally am there with you. I feel like I'm always chasing you, Jim. It's like I had to get to red status because you were there first. And then finally I got signature status, which you achieved first.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give him a call, see if we can get another level up in there. So, you know,
which,
a little competition.
Yeah, because you'd be one of the first to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, Jim, you know, I love hosting this podcast, but I would also love to fix up another house as a part of a TV show. I think that would be so fun. And if you watch the show, First Time Fixer on Magnolia Network, you'll see my signature style is doing it on a budget. So my dream, it's kind of a scary dream, is to fix up a house and then give it away to somebody.
Oh my gosh, you are not going to believe this. My dream is for someone to give me a large house on the lake. Can you believe it?
Well, if you're trying to get me to give you a house, I'm not sure that's exactly what I had in mind.
No. We'll talk. We'll talk later.
Okay. Well, and maybe we will talk more about this because today on the show, we happen to have Stephen and Alex Kendrick. They've been making movies for almost 20 years. I got to believe they know a few people in the industry. So let me ask you this question, Jim. I've been hemming and hawing over this. Do you think it's appropriate for me to share my dream with the Kendrick brothers on today's show? I mean, I know they're here to talk about their documentary, Show Me the Father, and their film, Courageous Legacy, coming out on DVD and digital December 7th. But what do you think? Is that appropriate? Is that rude? What?
I don't know. They're not very creative. You know, they're getting old and grouchy.
Well, I'm glad they're not listening right now.
I mean, I think it's a great idea.
Do you really? I'm nervous. Like, I don't know. Is that appropriate? It feels a little like crossing a line. But then I also think like man, sometimes God just puts people into your life for a reason, and maybe I need to share this with them.
I think so. They're, you know, we have talked with them before, and they're very encouraging. They're not stuck up or anything like that. They're very humble, and they just love people, and I think they'd be a real encouragement to you. And I'll probably talk about, you know, cleaning the gutters and stuff.
Which I'm sure they'll love talking about that too. But okay, well, let's bring them on and we'll see how it goes. I may or may not be courageous enough to do it. See what I did there?
That's brilliant. Yeah, brilliant. Can I go ahead and introduce them now?
Yes, go for it.
All right. The Kendrick brothers began their journey in 2003 with the production of the micro-budget film Flywheel, which has now sold over a million DVDs. They followed that with a list of theatrical releases, including Facing the Giants, Fireproof, which was the number one independent movie of 2008, War Room, which was number one at the U.S. box office, and Overcomer, the number one inspirational movie of 2019. And unfortunately, we just got word that Alex is under the weather today, so he won't be joining us. However, we have Stephen with us. Stephen, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. What a privilege to talk about Chick-fil-A and to hang out with you guys.
I know. We're sad Alex isn't here, though.
Well, he obviously didn't eat enough kale crunch salad because he's not feeling well today.
Well, I don't want you to be upset, Stephen, but you are not our favorite thing to come out of Georgia. But you may,
hey, that's
you
okay.
may be our second favorite. I don't know.
Oh, thanks. I like watching I Am Second videos, so I'm okay with I Am Second.
Okay, good. Now, I recall spotting some Chick-fil-A bags in some of your films. Are those just props or like
yes.
What kind of discussion goes into that sort of thing?
It's a big deal, really, because Chick-fil-A is in our DNA. Truett Cathy actually used to come to our Christian school and speak to the students. And if you never heard him speak to kids, he was a dynamo and would just light up and they were laughing and cheering and he was challenging them. You can see where Dan and Bubba get it from him. But I worked at Chick-fil-A starting at 15 years of age at Cumberland Mall at $3.55 an hour was how much I was being paid. And Alex worked there too for a bunch of years. I worked there for about 4.5 years. So I kept my shoes in a shoebox in the trunk of my car because they smelled so bad when I got back from work. But we love, even today, I have 37,000 lifetime points on my Chick-fil-A app, which, as we know, is not as much as Jim.
Yeah.
But it's still, I'm on my way, Jim.
I don't want to brag, okay?
Are you a signature member or are you still red status?
Oh, I'm a signature
member. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
And yeah, so, if you weren't, it would be just click, we hang up on you.
So. Yeah. Amateur. Yeah, I mean, my kids, how many times do we leave church on a Wednesday night after they have already had supper at home? And they're like, Dad, can we go to Chick-fil-A, please? And they're begging me and rallying in the car. So with six kids, those points add up. So it's nice.
Good point. Good point. Obviously, you and your brothers went and got your doctorate degree in filmmaking after you worked at Chick-fil-A. And then you interned at Rocky 12, I think it was. Is that how it went?
Rocky 12. Adrian, I did it again and again. So actually, we both worked at Chick-fil-A, loved it. And people may not know this, but the acting debut of Alex Kendrick was in the How to Clean a Chick-fil-A Grill video in their training. It's a VHS tape stuck in the bowels of the Chick-fil-A archive somewhere. And I was Lamar in a video called Talking Trash that was a training video on how to pick up trash off of tables. And it's a funny, goofy, cheesy video, which was good preparation for what was to come.
How did you land that gig?
Well, we were good friends with, Ken Oliver and Donna Oliver, who ran that Chick-fil-A at Cumberland Mall for years and loved them. And the corporate office decided to come to Cumberland and film this training video. So we showed up that day and listen, you can't repeat this in public, but I think it was on a Sunday that we filmed part of that video.
Oh, no.
I'm not exactly sure. I could be wrong, but I think maybe they snuck us in on a Sunday to do part of that. But anyway, we filmed those training videos, and they went out on VHS tapes to all the Chick-fil-A's, which are, I don't know how many, let's see, what year was that? That was like 89, maybe, or 1990 when we filmed that stuff. But I've had people come up to us saying, I found the talking trash VHS tape in a box, you know, in the attic of our Chick-fil-A. And we watched it and laughed. And then I realized it was you as a 15-year-old or 16-year-old, whatever it was. And so anyway, we have loved not only the food over the years, but the whole Kathy family, just their ministry hearts, and have been so blessed to get to know them. We met Bubba on the set of Fireproof. He came down because he's so passionate about marriage. And from then on, he has been supportive of each of the films, praying for us, encouraging us, cheering us on, and has helped introduce a lot of people to the movies and has used them for ministry as well. Actually, the movie we just produced, Show Me the Father, Alex went to Trilith. It used to be called Pinewood, now in Atlanta, and Dan Cathy was there and was helping hosting a screening of Show Me the Father to some of the people at Trilith and using it for ministry even that day. So we're just so grateful and blessed by their family.
So how did you go from Chick-fil-A to movie industry? Other than your, you know, that video you told us about.
Other than that famous video. You won't see that on our IMDb page. We ended up going into ministry. We fell in love with the Lord in high school, began to study the scriptures for ourselves, saw incredible answers to prayer in our parents' lives, and ended up going to seminary. And we would just do videos at camp and for youth ministry stuff. And then we landed on staff at a church in 2002 at Sherwood Church in Albany, Georgia. And Alex had always had a passion to one day make films. And our reconnection back into Chick-fil-A was really on Fireproof. And we decided to add in the bags of Kirk Cameron walks in with Chick-fil-A soup for his sick wife. And that was actually one of the first days of filming Fireproof. And we just thought, why not? You know, we're writing the script as well as directing and producing. And so you write what you know, so we just stuck that in there. And then if people were paying attention in Courageous, Javier, the big funny Snake King scene, he says, we're going to lunch to get a chicken sandwich and waffle fries, and I might even get a milkshake. So that whole hilarious scene that he's saying in Spanish is about going to Chick-fil-A for lunch.
I love it. And I understand, like, you, your first movie, you were the producer, but you didn't even know what a producer did.
Right. On Facing the Giants, it was Stephen Kendrick, producer. And I remember going in going, I have no idea what that means. So I know that I do something, but I mean, it's funny when you're watching the credits of a movie and you see gaffer and line producer and, you know, locations manager and craft services, the common public doesn't know what a crafty is, you know, those kind of things. And so now after 7 movies, I think we've got under our belt, something like that. It's commonplace because you fall in love with all these crew members that you're working with and pouring into and cheering on, not only for the movie, but also for their marriages and their family and their faith. But, I think that getting into filmmaking has been a ministry for us. Definitely. It's been a joy. It's been a lot of hard work, but it has resulted in people around the world, hopefully being blessed by the projects.
I love those humble roots. And now your movies have been seen all over the world and even space, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Alex was contacted. It was a bizarre phone number on his phone, and he was like, "Who? What is this?" And so he answered it. And it was someone who said, "We're with the International Space Station. Can I patch you in?" And Alex is like, okay. And he's wondering if it was a joke or something. But the number that was called in was bizarre. And it was an astronaut saying that they had just watched Courageous on the International Space Station. And he told Alex, he said, if you go outside with your kids, we're going to be passing by. We have a 6-minute window that we can talk to you. And Alex was able to go outside basically as they were flying overhead, but it was just cool. He said that they just watched Courageous, were blessed by it in space. And so Alex is like, our movies are now out of this world. You know, so it's just been really cool, the things that God has done.
Wow. I know whenever I'm in space, I binge watch Happy Days, but you know, right. I find Fonzarella very inspirational, but that's just me. But when we return, we're going to try to get Stephen to pick his favorite movie of his own. All right, we'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the moment you've been waiting for. The award for the world's biggest Chick-fil-A fan 2021 goes to that really hard person to shop for on your Christmas list.
That's right. And if you've got a Chick-fil-A fan on your shopping list this year, head to ChickfilAPodcast.com to buy them a custom shout out on an upcoming episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. Not only will Jim and I recognize them as the world's biggest Chick-fil-A fan for 2021, you'll also get access to a printable certificate that you can wrap up and give to them. How fun is that?
Do I win the award too? After all, I am signature status, and I have about 3.2 million lifetime points on the app, give or take a little.
If you've got $24.99, then you betcha. But don't wait. In order to lock in your custom shout-out on an upcoming episode of the podcast, the deadline to order is Monday, December 13th. Give the Chick-fil-A lovers in your life something truly unforgettable.
But don't delay. Your chance to be featured on the podcast as one of the world's biggest Chick-fil-A fans for 2021 will disappear before those peppermint milkshakes do. So head to ChickfilAPodcast.com/shop to order. That's ChickfilAPodcast.com. Well, welcome back. We're talking to one-third of the global movie makers, the Kendrick brothers. That would be Steve, and of course, the most important one, right?
Just me. Yeah. I've never been referred to as one-third of the Kendrick brothers. But I like it. I like it.
Yeah. So of all the films that you've done, even including the Chick-fil-A little training video, which one do you think is your favorite?
They're all super special. You have to define favorite, like favorite to watch or favorite to work on, or I would say War Room was really cool. We had a fun summer in 2014 in Charlotte, North Carolina. It was like a family, and we were hanging out with Priscilla Shire and Jerry on weekends, you know, having our own kind of home church group at a camp. And it was just a really cool experience. It was the first time we were shooting a movie on our own. And so it was very exciting to watch the Lord send all the people from all across the nation, all the resources, everything that we needed. And I was very grateful for the impact of that film. And then we have a passion for prayer to see what the Lord did, you know, to call the body of Christ around the world to prayer, you know, through that film. So, and then I would say right now we're very excited about Show Me the Father, because my daughter's adoption story is told in that documentary. And that is coming out December 7th, 2021 in stores. And Show Me the Father is something special. I mean, it is, our dad had a big impact on our lives, and everybody has a father story. So the movie really touches people deeply, because we're telling five different true father stories, and we're leading people back to how God is a perfect father that we all need, and can fill in the gaps, especially when our earthly fathers have left woundedness there.
I absolutely loved hearing your adoption story, by the way. It was very beautiful. We've adopted internationally too, and I just thought the way that God orchestrated that, and with the airplane part, and I'm not going to give it away, but it was just so cool.
It is cool. And it was we tell it in the movie in detail, and you see us kind of going on the journey of that whole adoption thing. But that was not only just a big confirmation for us that God was telling us to adopt, but since then, how many people who've been blessed by that story and encouraged, you know, in their own journeys. And we tell people, you know, we were freaking out, you know, didn't know what to do, praying, you know, I felt just insecure as a leader and of my home and in my marriage, because I was just not at peace as we were going through that process. And to see God step in and navigate us through that has been really a miracle.
I have to say my favorite of your films is probably War Room as well. And I have made Jim reenact the lukewarm coffee scene. Miss Clara, you like your coffee room temperature?
No, baby. Mine's hot. That was me.
Yeah, that was so good, Jim.
You sounded just like Karen. Okay.
You could ADR her in a studio.
Yeah, just give me a call.
Okay, can I tell you a quick story about the War Room premiere?
No, please don't.
Oh, no, why? It's a good one.
I'm just kidding. Do it.
Gosh.
Like, I'm going to say no on your podcast.
Okay.
You're asking me a question like
I thought you were going to say, I'm a little busy. Speed this up. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Skip to the end.
So Jim and I were covering it for our radio station. I was there in the media section on the red carpet, and this woman walks up, and I think she was also a journalist. She was covering the premiere, and she must have just come from the restroom because she had a long strip of toilet paper hanging out of the waistband of her skirt. And I looked around to see if anyone else noticed this, you know, and of course, this is like a fancy, you know, moment. And
oh, yeah, it's a red carpet premiere.
Exactly.
People were in tuxedos.
Yes. And I panic and I'm thinking, what would I want someone to do if I was the one with toilet paper hanging out of my skirt? So I grab the toilet paper and I rip it off of her outfit, only to realize that it's moist.
Oh, no. Oh.
So here I am standing with a strip.
How are we going to eat Chick-fil-A after this conversation, Allison?
Oh, my gosh. So I am standing there with a strip of moist toilet paper on the red carpet. So I did the first thing that came to mind. I balled it up and I threw it in her purse, which was hanging over her shoulder.
You did. That was love, Allison. You didn't put it in your purse. You put it in her purse.
And then if I recall, I saw you and I shook your hand.
Oh, thank you. Yes. I wondered why I got deathly ill after that. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, happy memories.
The things we do for love.
That's right.
But the premiere was great. We loved it.
It was a great night. I remember you guys. I remember you had set up... you were set up outside, and I remember you interviewed my brother Shannon and his wife, and y'all got him telling jokes and laughing, which is hard to do for a lot of people. A lot of times he doesn't even want to do the interviews, but he was having fun that night with you guys. So that was cool.
Oh, that was fun. I forgot about that. He's the mysterious brother.
Because y'all had – that's right. He's to the left in the shadows, you know. Shannon is – a total godsend. He's strong at the stuff that Alex and I are weak at. And behind the scenes, he's our technical guru. He is he does tons of research on what's going on in the culture, giving us updates on that. He's smart with finances. He helps manage the DIT section of our sets to make sure all the footage is backed up and protected after we film it. So he is a huge blessing.
We're going to take another break, but when we return, we're stepping into the ward room Chick-fil-A style with Steven.
Hey there, this is Jim Mann. I know what you're thinking. This podcast is amazing. I'm not even close to being chickened out. Where can I get more? Head to our Facebook and Instagram pages at Chick-fil-A Podcast on Instagram and facebook.com/Chick-fil-A Podcast. You'll find giveaways, info, and a community of other Chick-fil nuts like you.
Welcome back. It's time for War Room Chick-fil-A style.
All right, Steven. Do you and your brothers disagree on things?
Sure. Yeah. We pray together every week as a team, and we just had a prayer time this morning. And so that keeps us unified. We've learned over the years, too, to let people who were operating in their strengths make the call on something. So when it comes to movie storytelling or the edit of a film, I will give Alex my 2 cents and may campaign for it. But ultimately, I tell him, you make the call, I'll support you. And when it comes to the curriculum or movie poster designs or books or producing things, he will give me his 2 cents, but he'll say, I'll support you. You make the call, you know. And so that has kept us unified. We rarely fight about things, but when we do, it's usually when we're super tired, exhausted, we're up against deadlines, and I'm usually campaigning on, we need to fix the quality of this, and Alex is saying, we don't have time. Mm. And that's usually the same argument we have about every 3 years. Mm. So,
and which one of you do you think is the bigger Chick-fil-A fan?
Probably me. Alex is a Chick-fil-A fan. I mean, he loves, and we still order it in and have it delivered to our office sometimes in our meetings. I don't know many people that don't like Chick-fil-A. I mean, it is anointed chicken.
Yes.
You know, so it has been blessed by the way. And people, a lot of people don't know how the Chick-fil-A sandwich got launched. Do you?
Well, I know that Truett worked on it for many years to get it perfected.
Yes. Well, did you know it started with Delta Airlines?
No, I did not know that.
So in the Atlanta area, Truett had a restaurant with his brother. His brother ended up passing away,
right,
which was tragic for the family. Mm-hmm. But he had somebody call him saying, Delta ordered way too much chicken breasts. Can we sell these to you? Would you be interested in buying them at pennies on the dollar at a big discount? And so Truett, who was very smart with money, said, yes, I'll take them. And so he went and bought some freezers and packed them with these chicken breasts. And then I think he called his mom and said, Mom, what was that old chicken recipe that was so good? And he started with an existing recipe that people loved. And then he started trying different, you know, alterations of that recipe until he perfected the specific flavor. But when he threw it on a bun and people came in, he was selling, you know, burgers and other stuff at the time, but people started coming in and wanting that Chick-fil-A sandwich so much that that he just took off with that, you know, and franchised it and has honored the Lord with it for that.
Oh, I love that. And I'm sure you've also learned, you know, your preferences when it comes to certain things. So Jim's going to test you a little bit on that.
Okay, bring
it. All right, because it seems like you're familiar with Chick-fil-A. So.
Yeah, just a little bit.
All right, first up, these are very tough questions. The sauce, you prefer Chick-fil-A or Polynesian?
Polynesian.
Excellent.
Oh. Sandwiches, original or spicy?
Original, but spicy, I'm telling you, it is good. I enjoy a spicy every once in a while just to keep things spicy.
All right, good one. Waffle fries, you like them skin or no skin?
Both. I like them both. Yeah, skin. Skin's good. I like the skin.
Okay. Drive-through or dining room?
Well, in our local Chick-fil-A, the dining room is not open, and so we're so used to drive-through now. And here's why I like drive-through. I've got so many guys and people that I've poured into over the years, including my kids. And what we'll do is we'll go through the drive-thru together. We'll park in our mall parking lot right behind it and sit in a parking space underneath the shade of a tree. And then we'll talk about life and the Lord. And being in a car is one of the best places to have a private heart-to-heart conversation about things that matter. And so I've had incredible conversations with guys that I've mentored that are now in ministry, or even my own kids sitting there, having gone through the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. And if it's in the morning, it's going to be an egg white grill in my hand. If it's in the afternoon, it's probably going to be grilled nuggets with Polynesian sauce. But still, we're sitting there talking about Jesus and life and some timeless ministry and memories there.
Man, I feel like I'm talking to myself. That's what I do with my son.
In Albany, Georgia, at the mall.
Yeah, it's a little drive, but it's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk seasonal milkshakes. Peppermint or peach?
Peach.
Nice.
I'm a Georgia guy.
That's true. Good point.
Peach is the way to go.
All right. Here it is. This is the big one. Team nuggets or team strips?
Nuggets. Nugget. It's a different recipe. People don't know it. It's actually a different recipe for both. And the nuggets are the original. And so they're, it, they just... The strips are good, and I do like a change up every once in a while, but the nuggets still trump them.
I feel a little bit like you should be the host of the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast.
Well, okay, what about this? You ready? What are the fries cooked in as opposed to the chicken? Do you know that, Jim?
I know they're vegan.
Vegan, okay.
So it's
Peanut oil.
Okay, the chicken is cooked in peanut oil. The fries are not cooked in peanut oil.
I knew something
they're,
was.
They're more animal fat, you know, something else. And so,
I think we said they're vegan.
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's true. So unless they've changed it recently. But let me say this. You got to know the name of the fryer. Anybody who's worked at Chick-fil-A and been back there in the kitchen, there's a fryer that cooks all the chicken. It's a pressure cooker. You have to clamp it down when you crank it up, and it cooks it super fast. Do you know the name of that famous fryer?
Bob.
Clampy. Yeah.
They're called Henny Pennies.
Henny Pennies. Okay.
You got to remember the Henny Penny. A Henny Penny is the name. It's written on the front of the fryer. It's those big pressure cookers that they use to cook the chicken.
Mm. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you know why the McDonald's ice cream machine's always broken, but the Chick-fil-A one never is?
Because McDonald's is open on Sunday, and so they're under a curse.
Yeah. Well, not yelling on the curse, but...
Hey, did you hear that Joe Biden literally said we need to look into the McDonald's ice cream service?
Yes! That's crazy.
I was like, when it gets to the presidential level, like he needs to declare a national disaster, it's pretty bad if you're that infamous. Yes. Because I have been at McDonald's, I don't know how many times, and ordered. I don't go there much at all. But when I have and ordered ice cream and they said our machine is broken, I mean, it is literally the truth.
Yes, so. Every time. I know. What about your kiddos? Are they going to work at Chick-fil-A?
We've had conversations. I'm friends with the operator, KJ Worry, in our community. Awesome guy. He's running three Chick-fil-A's, and he's just a fantastic, you know, loves the Lord, and is a super smart business guy. He actually has been top of the chain in the nation in Albany, Georgia, because he has efficient systems of doing things. But he also has a good character training program. So I've talked to my kids about it. My daughter is 15. She's beautiful. She's a hard worker. I think she would thrive there. But I don't know. If the Lord opens that door, I'd be very open to it. And again, it's not just for the $7.25 or $7.50 an hour or whatever. To me, it's bigger about being in an environment where excellence is lifted up, and they have a good training regimen of teaching them all kinds of things about character and customer service.
Let's talk about the new movies. Show Me the Father. Okay. We were able to see part of that, and I was moved. It takes a lot for me because, you know, I have no emotions. It was quite excellent.
Laughter is an emotion, Joe.
Oh, I felt it. Yeah.
Show Me the Father was really birthed in prayer in 2019 after we released Overcomer. And we just felt like God was saying, you need to make a documentary about fatherhood. And you can communicate so much truth in so little time with a good documentary. I love watching documentaries. And but we started down a journey of faith, and God just hooked us up with five great stories. And they just take you on an emotional roller coaster. We tried to produce it so it feels like a cinematic movie. It's an original score, the storytelling, the way we edited it, shot it. People have said it didn't feel like a documentary at all. It felt like a feature film watching this. But there are some really cool twists that are in there. And one of them was actually featured on ESPN. And they said that it was the number one biggest response that they had ever had to a story was this story that we got to tell at a deeper level in Show Me the Father. But it's now about to open in Brazil in theaters. It's already been in Mexico. And the people who have seen it, it's a rewatcher. So people like to watch it again and again, which I love. But the people who've seen it have said that it hit them at a very deep level and has inspired them. And so I'm excited because it's coming out on December 7th. Digitally and DVD and along with Courageous Legacy, our updated new new revised version of Courageous. Both of those are coming out December 7th. And so we are passionate about fatherhood because all the statistics point back to that the number one common denominator of kids in prison, of kids on drugs, of those that are trafficked, people that are dealing with teenage depression, dropouts in school, number one common denominator is absence or disconnectedness from a father. And so whether you study the scriptures or not, because the Bible points to all these things throughout and encourages people to always reach out to the fatherless and the orphans and the widows and to show compassion on them. But basically, if you throw the bus driver out of the bus or he jumps off the bus, the people that are remaining in the family are left to fend for themselves. And you see, I was reading about it today with this whole Jeffrey Epstein stuff going on in the news, that foster kids are preyed upon specifically, and they're more vulnerable when they don't have a mom and dad committed to them and reaching out to them. So we're passionate about this issue. We know it's upstream from upstream, that if we can impact the dads of the next generation, at the same time, we'll simultaneously be lowering the prison population, lowering drug addiction, lowering depression, keeping kids in schools. And most importantly, a father is an introduction in faith to the Heavenly Father. And when you have a father that loves you and keeps his promises, it's easier for you to believe that God loves you and keeps his promises. And the research shows that too, because there's a guy named Paul Vitch who wrote a book called Faith of the Fatherless. And he said, if you study the key top atheists of the last few hundred years, the one common denominator, the most prominent atheists in the world, was that they had a father that was abusive or abandoned them. And so there was this woundedness where they hated God as a result of their father wounding them. And we show in Show Me the Father that you can actually heal from that wound. And we want to introduce you to the true God, who is a loving, compassionate God, who reaches out to us and can meet our every need.
And you really did that beautifully in the film. I loved it. It was very powerful. I hope everyone goes and watches it. And now you're in your production of your seventh feature film. Is that right? Can you tell us about the project?
Yes. Yeah. We actually filmed in the spring. I can't tell you the name of it yet, but it is a true story. It's a very inspirational pro-adoption film, and it Kirk Cameron is actually featured in it as well, but it is a very heartwarming story. Kirk contacted us, and he said, I just watched this documentary, a little 30-minute short. You got to see this. And so we watched it. We're crying. We're cheering. We're like, man, this is so strong. And he said, should we make this into a feature film? And so we shot it in the spring, hope to release it in probably August, September of 2022. So you can look forward to hearing from that in a few months.
Oh, that's so exciting.
It'll be on VHS, right? Because I need that.
Right. VHS.
Is Chick-fil-A in it?
Oh, let me think. Did we put it in there or not? I don't think we did.
Oh, redo.
But I'm not against it, you know. So I can't remember if we did it or not.
Can I walk in the background eating waffle fries just passing through?
That's right. We can.
Stephen Kendrick, thank you so much for joining us today on the podcast. We really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Yes! Woo! I knew he was going to do it. Never lets us down. Yes.
Come on. Well, you guys are a joy. It's always good to talk to you. I love to talk about Chick-fil-A. And I know the people behind the scenes, and I'm very, very grateful for Chick-fil-A, not only because it's excellent service, it's excellent food, but the heart behind it, and then how they invest in lives and orphans and families around the world with the profits is a huge blessing. So I continue to pray for and cheer on Chick-fil-A.
We feel the same way. Awesome. Well, if you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we'd love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.